Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. In the past, young singles almost always lived at home compared to today's singles that were less likely to do that. So why are we now seeing an increase in the number of young adults returning home? The answer? The recession. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In his book, The Age of Independence, Michael Rosenfeld, a social demographer at Stanford University, says in 2005, almost 41% of singles ages 20 to 29 were living away from home, compared with just 11% back in 1950. He concludes that the boomerang phenomenon is nothing new and that it has just hit the radar of baby boomers and, quote, flatters our baby boomer parental sense, unquote, that our adult children need us more than we think. I'm a boomer. I disagree with this conclusion. The primary justification for this boomerang is economic, and it's real. Real wages for young people peaked in 1973, 4 years after I got my first full-time job and the year my eldest child was born. We boomers were coming of age, were independent, making lots of money, and therefore tended to have the same expectations for our offspring. So while Rosenfeld and the other Census Bureau types may see this boomerang trend as trivial or just a, quote, blip on the sociological radar that is attracted undue attention from baby boomers, end quote, it's about the money, and it's about an empty nest becoming populated again. Boomer mentality is, it's not supposed to happen that way. But then along came this thing called a recession, and family money matters meant a full house instead of your empty nest. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.